Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, November 19th, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call again after a couple of week hiatus. I really appreciate our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, and all of those who participated while I was traveling the world in West Africa on an amazing trip, and I want to share just a couple of insights with you maybe later in the call this morning, but certainly appreciate them. It's great to be back with you, especially at this important time of the year. And I know that we've got a lot of agents joining this morning, a lot of folks around the country who are excited. We've got a ton of decision-maker meetings set up for this week. We've got folks who are prospecting like never before. In other words, they're calling companies, they're getting decision-makers to agree to meet with them. And then, of course, the best part, we've got a lot of enrollments that are set up this week and next week as we close out the month of November, head into the final month of 2018. December is going to be a huge month. November is a huge month. We've just got a lot of exciting things going on right now. And I know that really is where many of you are at, more activity than ever before in your Harvard Risk Management business. And we want to commend you, and we've got some new agents on the line this morning as well. We don't want to leave anybody out. The reality is, even if you're brand new and you're just getting started in the employee benefit side of our business, the B2B side of our business, there is massive opportunity on the table for you right now. And this call is really just designed to help you take full advantage of the window of opportunity that we have right now available to us. So congratulations. Buckle in. You're in for a real big treat this morning. We are joined by none other than Mr. Dave Perperno, our team's overall number one producer, cumulative producer with almost 20,000 memberships sold. We cannot wait to hear a training from Mr. Dave Perperno here in this call. We've also got Mr. Josh Riches lined up to share some group tips. He was at a training this weekend. He's going to share some tips with us after a phenomenal call that he did last week. If any of you have not heard that training call, I would highly encourage you to log into your back office, download that call, and listen to it sometime in your travels today and tomorrow. But that's definitely a call that you would want to listen to. We've also got our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by as well on this all-important week. And this is something, for those of you who have been around for a while, you know that I kind of harp on this every Thanksgiving. This is one of the most important weeks in your business. I really believe that. You could ask me in January, you could ask me in March, you could ask me in July, and I tell you, there are a few times of the year where you just have a very special window. And this week is, in my opinion, the biggest of any of them, of any of those times, of any of the, this is the one of the most, if not the most important week that you can that you can have in your business, to that you really want to strategize. We want to share some tips with you this morning, again, to take full advantage of that. Just a reminder that, you know, the good news is we've got Thanksgiving week a little bit earlier this year, so we've got an entire week next week to continue to get in production. So just a reminder that we are very focused on getting production in for the month of November. Remember that we have an opportunity right now where we can still close businesses with the 2017 rates. I'm so excited for that. That is a significant savings, number one, over the 2018 rates. Well, we know that. But here's maybe a better approach to take with a company right now. This is a significant savings over retail as well. In fact, by offering the plan right now, we can save your employees over 30% over what they would pay in retail. Now, there are some caveats to that. You need to be able to show that you issued a proposal in the month of October in order to qualify for those 2017 rates. And you can notate that just on your group authorization form. that a proposal was issued in October 2017 or 2018. That's why we're offering the 2017 rates. And then those rates are, as long as you do that, you can continue to offer those rates through the month of December. And so that was the rule when they first came out with it. They wanted you to get as many proposals out as we could in the month of October, which we did many, many, many of those. We're still closing many of those businesses. And as long as you write that on the authorization form, you're good to send that in today. As long as the production is in before the end of the year, those rates will continue to be honored. And I'll tell you what, to me, the number one thing that we have to do a good job of creating in our business, and I want you to hear me on this, the number one thing that we have to create is urgency. You know, that's why I usually will say that, in my opinion, and you know, different people feel differently about this, and that's fine, but in my opinion, the best time to close a group is while you're sitting there with the decision maker. And in other words, the best time to set an enrollment is not necessarily on the follow-up. Now, we've set plenty on the follow-up, and it's important to follow up, and the fortune's in the follow-up. But to me, the best time to set the enrollment is right there when you're sitting with the decision maker, because that's when it's fresh on their mind. That's when they're focused on it. And we know that as soon as we walk out of that decision maker's office, if they're an HR person or an owner of a company, with most of the decision makers that we meet with, they're in one of those two roles, they're going to have 100 other things that pop up on their plate, that pop up on their radar. And so, again, what can we do to create urgency? What can we do to give them a reason not to put this off, but to go ahead and get an enrollment set up now while we're in front of them, or even on the follow-up? What can we do to create urgency? And I'm telling you, Legal Shield has given you and me the best gift possible with these reduced rates to be able to create urgency with the groups that we have been working with. And so I'm excited for that. I want to share with you, and then we're going to go to Mr. Josh Riches here in a minute, but I want to share with you again, I mentioned earlier that I think that this week is one of the most important weeks in your business. And I'm speaking specifically about B2B. I'm talking about contacting groups, following up with groups. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people will take time off. I'm talking about our agents. A lot of folks will take the entire week off here. And I've been on this call for over a month and a half now saying, please don't do that, because this is such a phenomenal prospecting week. It's a phenomenal follow-up week. It's a phenomenal week to set decision-maker meetings up. And the reason is you've got so many decision makers that are in their office this week, right now, this week, and yet because of the holidays and because of Thanksgiving and all that goes with it, especially Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, of course, that's your prime real estate for doing business this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but because of the holidays, they're not as busy. Their phone's not ringing near as much. The people aren't coming in their office. In fact, most people are leaving them alone this week. And the point that I'm making is that creates a great window for you and I to go out and contact these business owners and decision makers and HR people. They're there. In fact, they'll answer the phone. They'll see you when you come in. Hey, I've got a Mike Riches here with Harvard Risk Management. He's got a small gift for you. Yeah, I'll bring him back. I'll go ahead and see him. Now, that's going to happen with a certain percentage of people all the time, but I'm saying that it is my firm conviction that that percentage increases this week because you've got people who are there. The next 3 days are the best 3 days, in my opinion, for prospecting and for following up with companies of the entire year. So I hope you've got your prospecting britches on. I hope you're ready to pick up that phone, to go out and visit in person. I hope you are ready to do more activity this week than ever before. Furthermore, I hope that you've got a list of companies that you've already met with their decision maker, and they're in that follow-up mode. Again, you know, in my opinion, the best time to close them is when you're right in front of them. That obviously does not happen 100% of the time. And so if the decision maker doesn't say no and they don't say yes, then that's a decision maker that you're going to need to continue to follow up with. Well, I hope those of you who have been prospecting and meeting with decision makers for a while, I hope that you've got your list ready. Because I'm going to tell you, if you can get in your car and plan a route, you know, route a map, and go out and visit those companies that you've already met with, there was some, you know, interest expressed, but for whatever reason, you didn't get a yes and you didn't get a no, go visit those companies this week. And if you'll do that, I'm telling you, I think that you'll find that the reception is very high. It's a little bit slower this week, so people are a little bit more willing to see you, and I'm telling you, I believe that we can create some massive activity. And the great news I've got for you is it's not the last week of the month. You know, again, typically with Thanksgiving, you know, most years you hit Thanksgiving and then, you know, you're out a month. In fact, the 30th is usually sometime during that weekend of Thanksgiving. Well, now you've got an entire week to capitalize on what you and I do this week and still have it count for the month of November. Still get your Performance Club points and your counters for the month of November. In other words, I'm saying you go visit companies, set up enrollments, and not all of them are going to be set for next week. Some will go into the month of December, but some of those enrollments you can set for next week. When everyone's back from Thanksgiving, they're all there in the office, and you can literally go from zero to hero. There are people who will executive director qualify with the enrollments that they have set up for next week, and many of them set up those enrollments today, tomorrow, Wednesday of this week. So please, folks, please, I know I'm harping on this a little bit, and I'm not trying to be preachy to you, but please take this opportunity very, very seriously. It is a phenomenal opportunity that we have, and I'm just, again, this is one of those times of year where I just get real excited because we've got this window, and I want to make sure that our folks are grabbing it. You're also going to be, and I'll just mention this, and then, again, we want to go to Mr. Josh Rich's. You're also going to be around friends and family, many of you this week. And I think that that creates a great opportunity, again, to talk about identity theft, to bring up that in, you know, in conversation. I'm not saying that you need to pass out apps at the Thanksgiving, you know, dinner table, although if some of you did that, I'm not going to be upset about it. But there are going to be opportunities to talk to people that you normally are not in regular conversation with, and you've got an opportunity now to bring up kind of what you're doing. I think some of that happens organically. You know, people are going to naturally ask, what have you been doing? And for some of you that are newer, I mean, that's a great opportunity to tell them about your new business. And again, I'm not saying that you have to do a sales pitch right there at the dinner table, but bring up identity theft. Bring up the fact that you're really busy this time of year because 80% of online shopping takes place between Black Friday and Christmas morning. Because this is the time of year that identity thieves are lurking and waiting. They've been getting ready for 11 months now to really strike during the holiday season, and you offer solutions for that. And I'm just, you know, I'm one of those that I don't want to be that guy that every family member wants to run away from. I'm not saying that. But I do believe that our friends and family and people that we know, love, and care about deserve to know about the solutions that we offer. And what a great opportunity many of you are going to have this week to be able to share that. And, you know, there are some of our agents that if, you know, they've been doing this for a while now, and if it came out that they really worked for the CIA or FBI, nobody would be surprised because they didn't know what they did anyway. And I'm saying don't make that mistake. Don't let people that you know, love, and care about not know what you do, especially during this time of year. And so, again, I hope that many of you are taking full advantage of that this week. I'm so excited to go to Cookeville, Tennessee. Again, we've got just one of our executive directors, one of our top producers and top trainers, Mr. Josh Riches, my nephew, who is one of those people that I know, love, and care about. And I'm so grateful for the growth and success that he's had in this business. But Josh, thank you for standing by this morning. We're excited to hear from you. I know you were at a training this weekend, and we'd love for you to share some of the tips that you were able to glean from that training event.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the chance to be on the call. I really loved what you said, that now is a great opportunity. I just want to share some of the success that we've had, or I've had, working with a number of companies offering the 2017 rates. So we just had enrollment this last week where we wrote 100%, everyone there. And so I think it's exciting because you walk out of those and it just becomes very real, and I want to make sure that I share this with you so you understand people are looking for these benefits. People are wanting to know how they can protect their families. And so all you need to do is make sure that you are in front of them, that you have the material in front of them, that you're in front of the employees through enrollment, through getting into those decision-maker meetings to make sure that you can set up those meetings. And so and this week, even, I have a few more enrollments. The week of Thanksgiving, there's companies that have meetings with all their employees this week because it's kind of a holiday week, but they said, absolutely, we'd love to have you come in this week. And so even though it's Thanksgiving week, I remember when I first got started in the business, I used to say the same thing. I'm like, oh, Thanksgiving's on Thursday. Monday is probably not the best day to call. Tuesday and Wednesday, people are probably about heading out to, you know, I've used those excuses. And what I found is that when you set aside those excuses, you'll start to see the success. And so don't let that be a barrier in your way to see the success this week and next week to be able to close out the year strong, because people will pick up the phone today. They'll pick up the phone tomorrow. They'll pick up the phone Wednesday. Thursday, maybe not so much, but this week can be successful. So. But I did have the opportunity to go to a B2B certification training this last week, and that's one thing I love about this business is that you can truly be a student of the business. I was able to learn from Ms. Debbie Mosley, a phenomenal certification trainer, and you may be thinking, well, I thought Josh was already certified. I am, but I love this business because I can always go back and I relearn things. I learned that, you know, I learn do. I learn more things, and I implement it. I hear stories from some of the top trainers on these calls, being able to go to certification trainings, not only the ones that we offer, but also the ones Legal Shield puts on regionally. Being able to get plugged into those so you are able to not only hear great stories, take great information, but learn little nuggets and be able to practice. I think that was one of the best things. And one thing that I took away is how cool it is to be able to practice. And now if you feel like your presentation isn't up to par, or you're like, oh, I have a problem, or, you know, contacting companies and this is the objection I get, practice that. Say, hey, can you give me this objection? And just get good at having that response. And so that's one thing we practice on having objections and being able to ask for referrals. And that's two things I really took away, that there's some objections that kind of get me caught up or catch me off guard, but we worked on those. And so we put those on the board, and then we said, okay, what's a good comeback or a response to that? And then we practice the response. And I'll tell you now, I feel 10 times more confident. I'm not waiting. When I call, make my calls today, tomorrow, Wednesday, this week, next week, I'm waiting for a person to have that objection. And I'm just like, I've been practicing. I'm ready now. And it kind of gives you the confidence to be able to know how to handle those objections. And so that practice, it was something I definitely, with objections or certain responses, being able to handle those, practice. Practice makes perfect. The other thing that I thought was really good was asking referrals. And I definitely can be better at that, being able to ask for referrals, even with existing groups, being able to ask for referrals. And Ms. Mosley said, a cold market is God's punishment because you didn't ask for referrals. So your cold calls or your cold market, that's a punishment because you didn't ask for referrals. And I was like, ooh, I like that. Because being able to ask for referrals does make it a lot warmer. They have those connections. You're able to use that person, ask them, hey, do you mind if I let them know that you sent me over? Absolutely. And it's a lot warmer when you walk in there. And you're able to start building that relationship a lot quicker. So, but I will say for everyone out there, if you are actively being a student in the business. And I know we have some phenomenal trainings. I love these calls. I love how you can go back and listen to these calls, the webinars that we have posted, the certification training that we have available, but also being able to invest in yourself and getting out and meeting new people, being able to go to the certification trainings in your area, getting plugged in, because those are also the trainings, the regional events, the conventions, those types of events, you're able to make associations and rub shoulders with people who have different styles, different techniques, different stories, and you're able to just take little nuggets here and there, which help your presentation, help your posturing, get you motivated. I'll tell you, I walked out of that B2B certification training with new goals, just a new fire, you know, walking into the holidays that, hey, now's the time. People are looking. And it's not just me, but it's all these other individuals that are also showing up see the opportunity as well. And so if you're looking for that motivation, definitely get plugged in. Be able to consistently stay plugged in and be a student of the business, constantly learning, always have your notebook out, taking notes. It was a phenomenal event for me, and I loved it. But and I hope a couple of those nuggets can be helpful to you. And with that, I'll turn that call back over.
Fantastic, Josh. Thank you so much. And we really like Debbie. She's a great trainer. And I'll tell you what, I'll have more information here in a couple of weeks. But Legal Shield just let me know that they're rolling out a new training program in January. And they're going to be sending out, kind of like they did this past summer, they're going to be sending out certain trainers to kind of different markets. So we'll have more information kind of as we get to the first of the year. But when you have an opportunity to go see a trainer like Debbie Mosley, who's been doing this for a long time, got decades of experience, I hope people are taking full advantage of that. I'm glad that you did. And, you know, it'd be easy to say, for Josh, you know, hey, I've already hit an executive director. You know, what am I going to learn from a training like that? And I'm sure glad that he did not have that kind of attitude, because that kind of attitude precludes success. You can't get success with that kind of closed mindset. I mentioned Josh is in Cookeville, Tennessee. Many of us are going to be in Cookeville, Tennessee in just 3 weeks now, less than 3 weeks. And so we're very, very excited for the event coming up. On November 7th and 8th in Cookeville, Tennessee, that will be hosted by our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches. One note that we'll just make here, and we'll talk about this that week too, but because of the event on the 7th and 8th, we will not be having a B2B roundtable call, but typically we do that the first Friday of every month, and we'll just cancel that for the month of December, and of course, we'll resume that in January, on January 4th, but because many of us are, you know, most of us are going to be in Cookeville on the 7th of December, we will not have that call. Mark, we're so excited to get up there with you. I know you've got some updates that you're going to be sharing here on the call this week. We absolutely appreciate your leadership, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a great call so far, and I'm excited to hear from Mr. Dave Paperno here as well this morning. As you mentioned, we're less than 3 weeks away from our Cookeville Systems training event, December 7th and 8th, and it is sold out, and we've got a lot of folks coming to town. We've got some really exciting stuff lined up to train you how to build and how to recruit and how to train an organization. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing each of you there. If you've not yet reserved your hotel room at the guest hotel, be sure you get that done, as well as, of course, work out your transportation to get to Cookeville. But it's going to be a power-packed event. We've got the schedule and agenda put together. And I'll tell you what, I just was looking that over. Just like we were talking about these group events, I would just hate for someone to miss this one. It's going to be really, really good. And then we've got the 2019 Legal Shield International Convention coming up in March on the 28th through the 30th. This is going to be hosted in Dallas, Texas. The Oklahoma City Convention Center is under renovation, so we've moved and shifted that to Dallas. We've got a lot of folks already registered, over 10,000 people ahead of you in registering for that. It's going to feature all of the top trainers, all of the top producers, within Legal Shield. It's just a spectacular event. Every Harvard agent should be there. It's the keynote speaker is going to be Mr. Damon John, the CEO of FUBU, and he's the, of course, the personality from Shark Tank. And I'm excited to hear from Damon and all of his knowledge and secret about business, and he's going to be sharing that with us. And I'm telling you what, these last four or five Legal Shield events, they're bringing in the top of the top, the best of the best, to train us and teach us and inspire us. And it's just amazing to me that a person in the business, real serious about the business, might miss an event like this. So if you're not yet registered, we bought a block of tickets. You can still click in on your events tab and get registered for that upcoming event. We'd love to have you there and see you there. We're going to be doing a team event as well alongside that, so we're trying to make sure everyone's registered. The sooner you register, the better seating you get. So it's another reason to register now, even though it's a few months out. They're assigning the seating right now, so the sooner you register, the better the seating you get. And we want you to, you know, of course, be up in some good seats for that convention, March 28th through 30th in Dallas, Texas. I'm excited about that. I just want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great week. We are having massive momentum, lots of new groups being opened up. In fact, Mike, I think with these special rates being offered, we might have a record month this month in opening new groups. We've got a lot of our new folks going out there and opening new groups, and that's so exciting to see. So keep up the great work. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Fantastic, Mark. Well, again, we are very, very, very excited this morning. We've got none other than, again, our team's cumulative all-time top producer with nearly 20,000 memberships sold. Now, listen, if Dave had only sold 10,000 memberships, maybe you wouldn't pay as much attention, but this guy's got double that, okay? So I'm telling you, I hope that you are at a place where you can pay attention this morning, where you can listen in. Dave is always on the forefront of great thinking, and we're excited to hear from him this morning. Mr. Paperno, we are so excited to have you on the call this morning. Again, we've got agents that are calling in from coast to coast. They always enjoy hearing from you and hearing your thoughts. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule. We know that you're probably on the way to an enrollment right now because Dave does not sit still very often, and we really appreciate you taking some time to share with our group this morning. We'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning to everybody. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. It's been a pleasure for the last 18 years to be involved with Harvard Risk Management. Tell you something, folks, if you haven't figured this out, Legal Shield is copying everything that Harvard Risk Management has been doing. That is a point of success for us. We know what we're doing. They are looking to see how we do what we do and basically copying it. Now, what I want to talk about today is success in group marketing and presentations for those groups that are electronic. There are about seven steps that you need to take to be successful in that area. You see, electronic enrollments, and by the way, they're coming eventually. I imagine in the next 4 years, you're not going to do any kind of paper enrollments at all. It's all going to be electronic. That's how they're going to be. And you've got to look at them differently, because in a regular enrollment, we are standing in front of a group of individuals, and we hand out paper applications, and we have a posture with them. That posture is turn the application in now. And we do everything in our power to get that person to do just that, because we know deep in our hearts if they don't turn that application in now, they're never going to turn the application in. Now, conversely, in electronic enrollment, we know that they cannot turn in their paper applications now. We've got to give them a reason, a thought process, something to remember us by, so that they can then push that little magic button that says yes to Legal Shield. How do we do that? It starts with your conversation with the Human Resource Director. Human Resource Director says, yes, we do electronic enrollments. You ask if you can provide a page that can be put into their file, into their either electronic file or their printed file, that explains what Legal Shield and ID Shield does. That page has got to be good. You know, the other day I ran up against our major competitor, Hyatt, and Hyatt's got a page out that looks so darn nice, a lot better than the pages that we have. We're going to have to make sure that we develop the right kind of a page that shows all the little things that we do and stresses those things that we need to stress. And if you're ever up against Hyatt, the big thing about us and against Hyatt is you call Hyatt and you will speak to a lawyer in a couple of 3 days. You call Legal Shield, you'll speak to a lawyer in a couple of 3 hours. Big, gigantic difference. We need to specify that. In any case, they need to be able to read that in their packet of information that they're sent home with when they're doing their open enrollment. All right, so everything's fine. Now you're at your open enrollment. I recommend you go ahead and have a flyer printed up. I like to use bright pink on the flyer, and one side of the flyer is going to say open enrollment, Legal Shield. Then I am going to put something that you're going to win. And I'll put a 32-inch flat screen TV, win a 32-inch flat screen TV, and then I'll list basically the things on the front of that page that we do at Legal Shield. On the back of that page, I'm going to list 4 or 5 short stories as to what Legal Shield does. Because what you need to understand is that what you're going to try and do is create a situation where when they go to their home page on their own home computer and see the opportunity to choose Legal Shield, there's a memory in their mind that's going to jog that. And I'm going to tell you that the details of Legal Shield are not going to be that memory that's going to cause the jog. It all means some of them will. Some of them are going to see the absolute necessity of a will. They certainly are. Some of them are going to see, oh, this is a dollar and cent situation. My gosh, this is too easy. I can't turn this down. But most of them are not. They're not going to remember. So you need to give them something. So I start my entire presentation when I'm seeing them by handing out these pink slips and make sure that everybody has pens. And they're nothing more than a printed piece of paper on, you know, chartreuse pink or something of that nature. And I say, hi, I'm Dave here at Legal Shield. I'm not a lawyer, but I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something that happened. I'm going to give you folks a story right now that I think you can use. And it is, I'm going to tell you, it's heartbreaking. And this goes back 7 or 8 years ago, and this actually happened. It was one of my members. He worked, he still works for a company called Regal Medical. He's an MA, a medical assistant. He's 22 years old. He was then. He's now in his 30s. And he was in love, absolutely in love. Lovely young lady, 18 years old. She graduated high school. Parents wanted her to wait. Don't get married now. Go to college. They said no. So they got in this 10-year-old Corolla and drove down to Las Vegas. And out here in Southern California, there's a road. It's called Highway 15. And you go north to Vegas. And it goes basically through the desert. And the speed limit is about 70 miles an hour, but you're pushed all the way by trucks doing 80 miles an hour. They get married, and on their way back, they're coming up the road. It's hot. It's June. His air conditioning is working somewhat. They're near Barstow. And, by the way, Barstow happens to be one of our companies, and the Barstow CHB happens to be one of my groups. And he's driving along, and his new, brand-new wife is thirsty, absolutely thirsty. She reaches back to grab a bottle of water, and she can't quite reach it, and she unbuckles her seatbelt, and you all know where I'm going with this, right? And as she unbuckles her seatbelt, his left front tire blows out, and the car goes flippity, flippity, flippity. She goes splat. She's alive. They call in the Loma Linda Hospital helicopter to bring her to the hospital, but she's alive. My God. They transport her. The police, the CHP, are asking him what's happened. They notice the seatbelt is unlatched. He, in essence, is taken into custody. He's being charged with possible vehicular manslaughter. He calls his lawyer at Parker Stanberry. They talk. They get him out on his own recognizance. His father comes down there to pick him up. They rush down to the hospital, and there standing in front of his brand-new wife's bed is his father-in-law, 6'5", bulky ex-Marine with tears running down his eyes. He's looking at his daughter, somebody that doesn't even look like his daughter, with tubes running down her body all over the place. She's alive, but she's not alive. You know, she's over 18. You know, she doesn't have a medical directive. What can they do? He's married to her. He makes the decision to let her go. Legal Shield stepped in. We protected him. We all gave him a lawyer. It didn't go to court. It was settled. He was given community service. He was in all the high schools for a year and a half, showing the pictures of the disaster that happened. Wear your seatbelt, wear your seatbelt, wear your seatbelt. You'd think it would stop there. It didn't. 6 months later, his ex-father-in-law sues him for unlawful death. We protect him in court, and we win. Folks, that's what Legal Shield does. You have to be prepared for the unexpected. And then I go into what Legal Shield does, and I talk from the heart to that group. I tell them the things that are important to me, and I'm going to tell you, it can be short, very short. It doesn't have to be long. As to what Legal Shield does and what ID Shield does. And then you come to the close. And the close is not pulling out a piece of paper and filling out an application. The close is, however, pulling out that pink chartreuse piece of paper that I handed to you, grab a pen, and I want you to write something down on the top of that piece of paper. Write down the following letters in big letters. Capital F, capital R, capital E, space, capital W, capital I, capital L, capital S, exclamation point, free wills. And I tell them, I want to tell you how I use this plan myself. I'll give them another story. The story I use happened to my daughter. She's up in Lake Tahoe. I have 5 grandkids. 3 of them are the best skateboarders you're ever going to see. 2 of them are going to the Olympics. And, yeah, it's a grandfather talking. And they were vacationing in Lake Tahoe, and the oldest Noah hurt his arm. And my daughter, being the smart cookie that she is and a member of Prepaid Legal Shield, of which I am paying for myself, by the way, picks up the telephone, calls the clinic up there, and asks the clinic, do you take my insurance? And, again, you all know where I'm going with this, right? And they say, yes, she goes up there, his arm isn't broken, it's bruised, she takes him home. A month later, she gets a bill from that clinic for $295. She picks up the phone, she calls them and says, yes, we do take your insurance. But that day we had a visiting doctor and he doesn't take your insurance. He owes $295. She picks up the phone, she calls Parker Stanberry. She sends them the letter. Parker Stanberry decides to just call the clinic, and they gave them the what for. And the next day, my daughter receives a call from the clinic saying, hey, we made a mistake. You don't owe us anything. Folks, if you didn't have Legal Shield, could you have picked up the telephone and called a lawyer and spent, what, $300 to take care of a $295 problem? That's what Legal Shield is all about. I didn't mention this to you. I hope that maybe I'd mentioned that on the flyer. I talk about giving out away a 32-inch flat-screen TV. I then tell them that every single person in this room is going to be entered into the drawing to win that flat-screen TV. And by the way, I have a sign-in sheet. I don't hand out tickets anymore. I just take a picture of that sign-in sheet so I can cut it up and put those names into a drawing. And then I tell them that for those of you who become a member of Legal Shield and you sign up for it, I'm going to put 6 extra tickets in there. to win that flat screen TV. So I'm trying to do basically three things here. Number one, I'm trying to give them an emotional reason, something they're going to remember, to push that button that says yes to Legal Shield right in the beginning. I want to capture them. I want the tears coming down their eyes. And when I say splat, my hand hits the side of a table so they can hear the splat of her hitting the pavement. And I go through the Legal Shield program very, very quickly. And then at the end, I tell them another story. And on the back of the flyer that I handed out to them, there's story after story after story. They're all in the back office of Legal Shield for you to use. And that is how you do an electronic enrollment. Folks, it's different. It needs to be done in a completely different manner than we were before. We don't close on the spot. We've got to get into delayed close for this to work. This works. Just did a large company, Goodwill, as a matter of fact. We have 750 employees. Not that many showed up for the meetings. On November the 30th, I'll find out how many have signed up, but I've been quite getting questions after questions. And by the way, one little tip on the flyer that you put out to them, and also better yet, on the page that you have, have them printed up inside their packet, make sure that they include somewhere the Harvard Risk Management See Your Benefits site. So, and I wouldn't put a way for them to become members there, but I want them to be able to go to seeyourbenefits.com/, in this particular space, good, for Goodwill, and to be able to see their benefits, so they can show the benefits to their wife or their spouse, so they can see what we do. It's a great thing to have. And folks, it works. Mike, Mark, I hope this helps everybody. I hope that they use this in order to succeed in the upcoming market of presentations done with, you know, the electronics. And I want to wish everybody a great day.
Fantastic. Mr. Paperno, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that this morning. Frankly, I think that a lot of those tips are great tips, regardless of the style of enrollment that our folks are doing. But certainly, I agree. I think that you see more and more companies. We're absolutely seeing that more and more companies are moving toward an electronic format. And just so that we're clear, because I know that we've got some folks that are new on the call this morning, and there's a difference between an electronic enrollment, what Dave is talking about, and a web enrollment, which is where you might set up a customized site for a group, and then they go, you know, they can go learn and enroll on those customized sites. That's what Josh Rich has talked about last week on this call. And again, I just want to recommend, if you did not listen to that call, or even if you did, it may be worth going back and listening to that again on the playback. But electronic is different. That's where it's on the company's platform. They already have a platform set up. They already have electronic enrollment for their other benefits. And all they're really doing at that point is adding legal and identity theft as two options that their employees are going to sign up for. And so, you know, for the employee, it's actually a pretty simple interface. They typically are going to go through kind of like a wizard. They're going to go through, you know, an enrollment, platform, an enrollment online, you know, experience interface that they're going to go through, and they're going to pick and choose their benefits. And they're going to come to a screen, and all it's really going to say is, do you want legal, yes or no? And they're going to check yes or they're going to check no. And what Dave is saying is many of those platforms you can build right there, a nice sheet. You can, in addition to giving that out to employees on paper, you can have that available right there on the platform where they can click and get more information. Or what Dave is also saying is, remember, you can set up a customized See Your Benefits site for that group. A customized See Your Benefits site for that group that you can connect the link to that right there. And then it's going to go to identity theft, same thing, yes or no. So the employee's not really entering any of their information. They're not giving the last four of their social, any of that. All they're doing is saying yes or no on an electronic format. And just as a reminder, you don't need to bring that up necessarily to companies, because if they have electronic enrollment for their other benefits, they'll typically bring that up to you. They'll say, can you do electronic enrollment? And here's kind of what I found. When they ask that, you're going to remember this call. And you're not going to remember all the details of this call, and that's okay. I want you to remember one thing, that you can be confident in saying, yes, we can do that. In fact, we do it a lot, and we're very successful at doing that. And then you know, if you can get a live meeting, that's wonderful. But I just want you to answer in confidence, yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that, because we can. We absolutely have many of our successful groups that are set up on electronic enrollment. And I'm in full agreement with what Dave said. You know, if you can get in front of a group live, that's always going to be better than just relying on a website. So even though it's an electronic enrollment, if you can do a meeting, if you can have a face-to-face, you know, type of experience, your response is going to be a whole lot better. I'll never forget the first electronic enrollment that I did. It was years ago, but I'll never forget it, because it was so unlike the paper enrollments that I was used to. Just like Dave said, I remember we got in front of the group, and it was about 160 employees that we met with, and I'll never forget, I got up there, I did my presentation, and then I ended. I didn't really close, because I wasn't signing them up. They had to go back to their computers and fill it out electronically, or agree electronically to add those benefits to their package, their benefits package. And I just remember everybody walked out of the room, and I was like, it was like somebody had sucker punched me in the gut. I'm like, ugh. What? I don't even know how it went. My wife said, how did it go? I said, I have no clue how it went. I don't know how many people are going to sign up. No, it ended up out of 160, I think we got 105, you know, signed up. So it ended up being a real positive enrollment, but it was different for me. It took a little bit getting used to, and I've done many since then. And once you know what to expect, and more importantly, once you know how to maximize those enrollments, I like them. I think they're a fantastic way to enroll. Personally, I still prefer paper. I still like paper, but it doesn't really matter what we prefer, because Dave hit it right on the head. A lot of companies are going this direction, whether you like it or not. And paper will not be an option in the future with many companies. Now, you know, I think there are some parts of the country that they're still pretty far away from doing anything like that, or some industries maybe that maybe they're not going to jump on board with that as fast as others. But I agree that many, many companies are moving in that direction. And the great news is we know how to maximize, regardless of what the company, you know, has available or what type of enrollment option we've got, we know how to maximize it. And it's calls like these that really help us take advantage of these other enrollment platforms and electronic. Is certainly getting to the point where it's not going to be just another platform. It's going to be a major platform very soon. So, Dave, again, we appreciate you. We appreciate your leadership, and always thinking, again, on the forefront of what's coming and what's happening. And I'll tell you what, we're blessed to have a leader and a fantastic trainer like Dave Paperno as part of our organization.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. And just as a reminder, on those See Your Benefits sites, remember that the See Your Benefits .com/your agent number will very soon not have an enrollment option or anything like that. So you want to, again, if you've got clients out there, you've got companies that you want people to be able to enroll online, go listen to Josh's call last week. I'm not talking about those that are currently doing electronic enrollment. I'm talking about those that are going to be doing web enrollment, where they don't already have a platform set up, but maybe they've got a group of employees that are scattered all around the country, and you want to make something available to them. Josh did a fantastic job outlining how to do that last week, getting it set up with Legal Shield and then forwarding your See Your Benefits custom site to that URL. He walked through the entire process, and just make sure that you're on top of those things so that your employees in these groups can enroll. I'm big on web enrollment is not the same thing as a face-to-face. And anytime you can get a face-to-face, that's always preferable, in my opinion. That's one of the scenarios that we do in our B2B webinar. I usually will go through that. I'll give a scenario where, someone in California, for example, goes into a company, and that company says, look, we've got 45 people working here at our corporate office here in California, but then we've got another 35 employees in our Dallas office, and then we've got 60 employees that are kind of scattered all around the United States that work from home. And my question whenever I present that scenario is, what should this agent do? How should this agent handle that group? And usually people will come back and say, well, they need to set up a website. And we're assuming that this group does not have an electronic enrollment platform, but which it may, if not now, then in the near future. But if they don't, what's the best enrollment format? And usually people will say, well, you want to set up a website. And I agree with that. Setting up a website is good. However, I'm always quick to point out, look, if you've got 45 people in your backyard, go meet with them first. Start there. And then I'd go get the 35 in Dallas. Either I'd fly there myself, or I'd get somebody in Dallas and do a 50-50 split with them, something, to get those employees in Dallas. And then we'll get to the web enrollment for the rest of those employees. But I say that because web enrollment, and it's the same thing with electronic, if you can get in front of them, if they can see you, and you can do those the presentation like Dave is talking about, if you can share those stories, if they can feel your emotion, then your enrollment is going to be so much better than if they're just clicking on a site. And so I always want to point that out. As much as we can get in front of people, my brother always taught me, access to employees is such an important key to our business. And he's right, 100% right. We've got to get access to those employees. Well, to close the call out this morning, I wanted to just share with you a couple of insights. As many of you know, I've had the opportunity to go to West Africa. It's 2 weeks ago now, but got back a week ago and just had a phenomenal trip. I lived there for almost 2 years as a missionary when I was young and skinny and had a lot of hair. And so, surprisingly, people still recognize me, though, so I was grateful for that. But I had the opportunity to go back and visit there for a week and had just such a phenomenal visit. And many of you, we set up a fund before I went that you could help contribute. We wanted to not just visit, but I wanted to help make a difference for people. And I'm proud to tell you that we were able to really do that. We were able to give away clothing that will benefit over 100 people. We were able to give away things to children. And in fact, one of the things I was blessed to be able to do was to go into an elementary school where my friend that I knew 18 years ago is a kindergarten teacher in this elementary school. And we were able to go in and visit her. She didn't know we were coming. She didn't know I was coming. So it was kind of a surprise visit. But anyway, she came out and recognized me, and we were able to kind of say hello after many, many years. And then I asked her, I said, hey, would you mind if I went in and talked to your kids, gave them a little candy or gave them something, and she was happy to do that. So that was, for me, that was just a phenomenal opportunity to be able to visit with these children and give out some prizes and give out some candy. And one of the things that I was so touched by was their gratitude. I've done that in my own kids' schools, gone in and met with their class and given away some prizes and And often it's, you know, you give them a prize. They're like, well, do you have anything else? Do you have a different color? Do you have a different kind? Nobody said that in Africa. When I was handing out stuff, those kids were very grateful. And frankly, for some of them, you know, if I gave them a toy, for example, that might be their only toy that they have. It may not have any other toys. And so, as you can imagine, for me, that was a very profound, touching experience. And I just was really, really grateful to have that opportunity. And again, many of you contributed to that, and I was grateful for that. Because it's a week of Thanksgiving, I just want to share just a quick thought on gratitude. You know, we live in a society, we live in a culture where gratitude is not always the norm, where frankly, we tend to be more focused on the next thing, the next phone we're going to get, or the next car we're going to drive, the next house we're going to live in, the next technological advancement or whatever. And I'm not saying that being forward thinking or, you know, looking into the future or planning for the future is in any way a bad thing, because I don't think it is. But if we do that and forget what we currently have, then that is the definition of ingratitude. And I just want you to know that this week of Thanksgiving, I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful for where we live. I'm really grateful that I was able to come back home and spend time with my family in a beautiful home with things like running water and a water heater, things like air conditioning and a heater, things like rooms for my kids, a garage, because frankly, most places over there, they only really need a garage because nobody has a car. You know, very few people have a car. And yet, you know, we've got two cars. I know that's not a huge deal here, but I came home much more grateful for that. I'm grateful that we had a car, that we have a car that we can get in and drive and not worry about if it's going to work or not. And I'm certainly grateful for a business that that allows you and me the freedom to really make our lives what we want to make them into and to get out of life exactly what we choose to. A girl in our church read a poem. I don't know if it's really a poem, but it's because, I don't know if it's poetry, but it's called, someone wrote it. It's called I'm Thankful For. And I just wanted to read it to you. I asked her if I could get a copy of it or actually take a picture of it because I was really touched by it. But I just want to read this to you in closing here this morning. Again, it's called I'm Thankful For. It says, I'm thankful for the teenager who is not doing dishes but is watching TV because that means that she's at home and not on the streets. I'm thankful for the mess to clean up after a party because it means I have been surrounded by friends. I'm thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug because it means I have enough to eat. I'm thankful for my shadow that watches me work because it means I'm out in the sunshine. For a lawn that needs mowing and windows that need cleaning because it means that I have a home. I'm thankful for the parking spot that I find at the far end of the parking lot because it means I am capable of walking and I have been blessed with transportation. I'm thankful for my huge heating bill because it means that I'm warm. I'm thankful for the pile of laundry because it means that I have clothes to wear. I'm thankful for the weariness and aching muscles at the end of the day because it means that I have been capable of working hard. And I'm thankful for the alarm that goes off in the early morning hours because it means that I'm alive. You know, I would add to that in our business, I'm thankful for the decision makers who say no. Because that means that we've been making calls, that we've been doing some prospecting. I'm thankful for the enrollments that don't go as well. Because that means there's going to be enrollments that do go well. I'm thankful for the things that sometimes we're not very grateful for. You know what? I'm grateful that we even have an opportunity to be in this business. I'm grateful for each of you and for your phenomenal examples that you set. I've never imagined, I would have never imagined in life being surrounded by such a phenomenal group of people. and the relationships that we have forged in this business, that we've been blessed to develop in this business, the friendships, I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for so many of you that lead by action and not by word alone. They don't just talk about how great of a time this is to go out and do prospecting, but you go out and you do it, and you show people how great of a time of year this is to do prospecting and in decision-maker meetings and enrollment. I'm grateful for, again, a business where we're not limited on what we can do, where we can truly enjoy time freedom and financial freedom. Those are two things that are so rare to find together, and yet you and I have that. And I just want you to know this morning, above all, that I'm grateful for that, and that I'm grateful for you, that when I kneel down at night or in the morning and I say my prayer to God, that there's a whole lot that I'm grateful for, and that you are certainly part of that. And so with that, with all the gratitude in our hearts, we want to encourage you to make this week a big one. Enjoy your tryptophan fix this Thursday as you enjoy Turkey Day. And we wish, above all, safety and blessings to be upon each of you. Thank you again to Mr. Dave Fraperno, Mr. Josh Riches, and Mr. Mark Riches for sharing on the call this morning. With that, we'll say God bless and make it a great week.